O'Neill.
Can you clean your room, please?
Be cool.
Yeah, be cool, everybody. Be cool.
Hey. We're calling live from, we're recording live from quarantine. We're actually in separate places for the first time ever.
Yeah, first time ever. Yeah, this is history in the making here, folks. It's we're remote, we're social distance podcasting.
Yeah, we already know somebody that went down. We don't want to give out names. So I may have had symptoms of it. I was struggling to breathe a couple days ago, like hard. Yeah, like to the point where I was seriously alarmed. But I'm back.
I'm constantly thinking I have it, though. So I don't know.
I think everybody
I keep thinking I have symptoms.
Yeah, I think that
every cough, every stuffy nose.
I had like three things that were going on, and I was like, oh, man. Still, might not have had it, but for the sake of health, we're separated right now.
I saw online Steve Renazzisi was at Pauly Shore's house with like five people doing a podcast. Doesn't seem like the right time, hey, got to do what you got to do.
What? Yeah. He told us he wanted to do a Tiger King podcast, and he said we were going to do it remotely, didn't
he? Yeah, I'm not sure why he was there in person. Yeah, that's what he said. So I don't know. Yeah.
Well, we're also going to be doing Beach Cops remotely too, because there may be another member of the Beach Cops team that might have coronavirus potentially.
Jesus, I hope not.
We're all going down. I mean,
potentially they tell us all to act like we have it.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Man. So if you're a Beach Cops member, we're actually going to start doing it starting April 1st. We're going to start doing it on a weekly basis. So if you're a $3 tier member, you're going to get two episodes a month. If you're $5 tier, you're going to get four episodes a month. If you're $10 tier, you're going to get those four plus the video. Plus, we're going to be doing Inside the Boner Studio. Possibly change that name later, where we read old Boner City episodes out loud, kind of do a director's cut of them.
Yeah, check it out. You're going to want to check it out. And what better way to get through these trying times than a crazy podcast that'll surely take your mind off things for a little bit.
Yeah, not to mention Good Cop Horse Cop's going to be coming out in May.
And if you don't know what that is, you're going to want to stay tuned and want to get tuned in to see just to check it out.
Yeah. So, people are getting crazy outside. When I go for my late night walks, I had a homeless guy sitting on a park bench, and he looked at me and he goes, "I got diarrhea from eating an unwashed ham." That's what he told me.
Was it John Little?
I don't know. Oh man, there's that dry cough.
That may have been a password.
Also, a couple things.
That's crazy.
One, what was he eating an unwashed ham for? What did he expect it to be washed? And two, why did he look at me and go, "This guy's going to understand what I'm saying here. This guy's going to get it."
Are you supposed to wash ham? Because I thought all hams were unwashed.
Yeah, I mean, was he eating one of those hams that have like the gelatin coating on it?
I'm assuming it was a trash ham. This wasn't like at a restaurant.
What did he expect? You're picking up a trash ham. Of course it's unwashed. Like, did he expect people to wash it and then throw it in the garbage?
What was your response to him?
Oh, I broke eye contact and immediately just kept walking.
You didn't give him any Pepto-Bismol that you carry around with you?
No, but then some other people passed and they were walking a dog and he goes, "Tell your dog to stop talking to me."
So it sounds like things are going well for this guy.
Yeah, I don't think the coronavirus has done anything to affect his mental health.
I hear a slight echoing. Do you hear that?
Let me switch headphones for a second. Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, maybe that. All right. I got diarrhea from eating an unwashed.
Yeah, you still hear an echo?
Ham bone. Not really, I don't think.
Okay.
That seems better. Headset.
Oh, it's a beaut, that's for sure. So,
all right. I was in Rite Aid last week. I was waiting at the pharmacy. They put tape down on the ground every 6 feet or so. So, you know.
Oh, I've seen that.
And this lady came storming down the aisle and she was really directing traffic and she's like, "Get out of the way. Come on, give me some room, get out of the way." And people were doing it. And I was like, "What the fuck's this lady doing?" And then she like announced to nobody and I guess everybody, "I need to get nail polish remover." She's like, "You know, no one's seeing me, but I, you know, you still got to look good." And I was like, "Okay." And this woman who is on the other end, like waiting, was like, "I get it. You know, I understand." And I was like, "I don't. Shut the fuck up." And so then she got to the front of the store and this is a few minutes later and I heard a major commotion and I just knew it had to be her. And I had to walk like between aisles to look down there. And it was her screaming at this poor elderly man saying, get back. Like he was a zombie. Like he was moving up on. I don't know what. I couldn't see really. He wasn't like breathing on her. He wasn't close, that close. And she's like, "Get the back the fuck up." And then the guy's like, "What?" And she's like, "I'll call the cops. Back up." And the guy's like, "Call the cops for what?" And she's like, "For being over 65 and in public." Whoa. And I was like, "Okay, I don't think she understands how what all this works." Fuck? And so the guy was like legitimate, like, you know, he just seemed like a nice old man. He seemed like genuinely hurt. He was like, and I think he was just like baffled. And I think he said something like, "You're crazy. You belong in like the nut house," or something like that. And she said, "You belong in a morgue." And I was like, "What the fuck?
What the?" This was the same lady who's like, "I need to get some nail polish remover."
Yeah, the lady. And the lady was telling people to back up off her, like just walking Jesus down the Christ aisle.
Go fuck yourself, lady.
I know. I was like, "What? Like, don't come out in public if you're that fearful. Like, just stay home."
Yeah. I mean, that's
like, do you need a nail polish remover that badly that you're gonna freak out?
Yeah, that's fucking insane. What a lunatic. Also, you're like, you're already dealing with kind of a stressful time. Especially out here where everybody's like freaking out. But to go on that sort of rant, what a fucking lunatic. I'm surprised nobody told her, "Just shut the fuck up."
Yeah, and it was just, and like the employee was just trying to play the middle, like, and he was like, "Sir, you know, just give her a little room." But it was like, the guy, I mean, that I couldn't see it. I wasn't right there, but it didn't seem like anything wrong was going on. She just was very paranoid. I was like, "What is happening?"
It's funny because you take like a...
And then Courtney was at a Target.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, no, I'm just saying it's funny in a town like this. That's like so narcissistic. Then you add on this sort of drama and people are just fucking ready to explode in their pants.
Yeah, everyone thinks like everything should be catered to what, you know, they're...
Yeah.
They're the only one going through it.
Sorry.
Courtney was at Target and this... There's a bit of a delay.
There's like a 5 second delay.
I know. How do you combat that?
I have no idea. I don't know if it's it.
Should we try to start it over or should we just keep it going? Keep it moving.
What are we going to do?
Yeah. I mean, the best case scenario.
Yeah. These are tough times, everybody.
You know what might be good next week? We pull up our cars next to each other and then just put the, "Give me your cable and I'll plug it into the Zoom," because there's like a 5 foot cable on there. And then we just go from there. Or I put two cords.
Yeah, we'd have to go no internet.
Yeah. I mean, we just have to have, you could have your laptop or something and we could just do it like that. All right. Well, look, we'll get through this.
Maybe hazmat
suit. Dude, I wish. You can't buy them anymore.
We're trying our best, everybody. We're trying our best. Where do you
buy? I mean, where do you buy everything? Amazon. I'm sure you can actually go into a store and buy them, but I don't know where the fuck who would have them right now? Nobody.
Yeah, maybe a costume store.
We thought about doing it for Beach Cops. Like, all three of us for Beach Cops for the recording would have hazmat suits.
But you couldn't find them?
I mean, you can't get anything right now.
Courtney was in Target, and there was, she said it was like, stores seem like they're either like pretty populated or like beyond empty. She said it was empty, so it was kind of creepy. And she was like trying to look for something, and her cart was like, you know, a little away from her, but not crazy. And this guy came storming down the aisle, and he's like, "You got to move your cart, like, so I don't come near you." And he was like freaking the fuck out. She's like, "Can you just either wait?" And then he like aggressively, like, she was like down on the ground, I think, like, you know, not like physically on the ground, but like bent like down looking for something. And he like awkwardly like stepped over, like, he's like made this whole show of like, "I gotta get out of here." People are starting to lose it, man.
It's funny, but it's also sad. I love seeing people.
We're not even that deep into it. Like,
we're like 2 weeks.
Like, what the?
So
I don't get, like, what's the end goal? Like, when do we get the okay? I mean, no, it seems like a lot of people aren't really obeying what they're supposed to be doing. So, like, could this drag out for fucking
I don't know. I mean, do you see those guys it's in Maine? They had, like, a neighbor who had New Jersey plates. So they thought they were going to leave. So they, like, cut down a tree and moved it in front of their driveway so they couldn't leave. And the people are like, "Dude, we've been here since September. Like, we're not going anywhere. We work here." Yeah, people are getting...
What the fuck? Yeah, shit's getting crazy. And then there's just, I don't know, there's just so much misinformation out there. It's like, what do you believe? Just
I don't know.
It's a strange
time. I do it for the old
people.
Very
strange.
Because I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Did you see John Little tweeted some guy in India riding around on like a moped or some sort of motorcycle. He's whipping people with a stick to get inside.
Wait, to get inside their house?
And John Little said, like, kind of like encouraging, "Hey, get off the streets. Okay. Like, you're going to get people sick. What are you doing?" And Little said, "Smacking people on the ass with a stick. Pretty good job. Where I'm sitting."
What the fuck?
And so, And so then Ingram chimed in. He said he thought Holtzman and Little should go around doing that.
That's a weird thing. I can't tell if
Little is
on board with this or he's not on. He's obviously fearful enough to flee. So, but I can't tell if he buys into any of this or not.
He is the only person we know. He's the only person we know who fled the scene.
So I don't know what the
guy packed.
But I could also see him being like, "This is nothing, O'Neill." I think he fled because he's like, people are going to freak out, but he might not believe in any of this. Who knows?
It seems like a lot of people are playing both sides. So, like, I don't really fully believe, but I'm also kind of freaking out at the same time.
I think we're gonna have to do this podcast in person for the next one, because this is kind of wonky, man.
I know, it's the lag is crazy.
Yeah,
it's like seriously.
If we
5 seconds
we wear bandanas
long.
And we just isolate ourselves in separate cars, we can just meet in the middle at a parking lot and just do it there. Yeah, just
the
bring some
cast?
Gloves and then wipe the end of the fucking bring some alcohol pads. Wipe the end of the wires off. I'll plug it in and then we'll just do it in the parking lot. And you can have your headphones. Just plug them in.
I had to go to the ATM and get gas last night. And it was, I was talking about two frightening places to be right now. I was kind of terrified.
I wore a glove. I wore a glove high now pressure. When I go.
I don't have gloves, but I did wear plastic bags on my hand like a fucking
dude. You look like one of the young, like when we used to deliver groceries. That's who you remind me. We had a handful of customers who were like that. And now you've turned into them.
But I mean, I don't want to touch any of that shit. I don't like touching that shit in good times.
That's never mind, the thing. This pandemic hasn't really done anything different for me. I've never been into touching gas pumps. So I've always had something to touch it with. Same with the ATM. So my life hasn't really changed that much.
Yeah, it's just in terms of new societal rules of like waiting in line at grocery stores and people freaking the fuck out in public who normally probably wouldn't, but maybe they probably would. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Very strange.
Yeah, I apologize to people for the quality of this podcast. This is supposed to be a good platform, but
yeah, I thought I don't know. Should we? You don't think we should start?
I mean, we're already 20 minutes deep. What are we going to do? I don't think it's going to get any better. At best, right now, we could go drive and meet each other somewhere, but I don't know if that's going to do anything either.
Yeah, I guess we just keep on moving. Keep it moving.
Are you getting...
I was... thank you to everybody who reached out with Joe Exotic.
Are you getting... are you hearing yourself fine? I'm getting you some, like... I'm getting you breaking up a lot, but that might just be on my end.
I can hear myself, I think. I don't know.
Well, guys, this could just be... We'll put it out no matter what. We'll see what happens. I do have the Ari Shaffir and you from, what was that? From Just for Laughs. I found it.
How'd you get that?
I found it that I had it saved somewhere. I tried listening to it and it wasn't.
It's controversial.
Yeah, Ari was just phoning it in. Like I tried to listen to it and I was like, oh, Ari's just phoning it in. This is crap.
That's what was annoying is that he wasn't trying to be funny. He was just trying to be annoying. And so that's why initially I was like, what's the point of even putting it out? Because it's just him like trying to haze me and be fucking annoying. And he like wasn't, he was just like, what are we doing here? Like he just didn't really care to do it. So it's like, just don't do it.
Yeah. No, that's kind of what I got out of it. Yeah.
No, Ari.
Are other people doing podcasts right now?
I think so. Yeah. I mean,
I don't. Are people using something to do it, or are they doing it in person?
I think some are doing it in person. I don't know though, like what the average.
I would have done it in person if I hadn't.
I'm sure we're going to get a million.
Yeah, I would have done it in person if I hadn't been fucking coughing, had that breath shit. So I don't want to, I don't want to give it to you. You got kids or your child, a child, and so I don't want to spread it.
I got two kids.
No.
What's weird about this whole deal is like some people handle it fine, some people like, and then some people just go down quick. So it's obviously a scary deal.
Yeah. I mean, big time. Yeah. I can't believe Renazizi went to Pauly's to do a podcast.
Yeah, I can't either. I don't get the risk and reward for that, but I guess if you want a podcast with the weasel, you got to go over.
You want to wheeze the virus.
You got to come over, bro.
We can also.
You got to come
we
over.
We can keep this Who one cares? Short. And then just next week, we actually did this. We did a lot of test runs and it seemed fine. Now, seems like there's a lot more lag that we didn't anticipate.
Yeah. It's the classic, like, you try, you prepare, and then you get to the big show and everything goes wrong. It's not horrible.
Yeah, but I can't tell if the popping is just on my end because my internet's breaking up or if it's you. Who knows?
Yeah, we'll see. This could be our highest rated episode of all time.
We're going to have to do the parking lot cast for sure.
Thanks to everybody who hit us up. They said they watched Joe Exotic. Some people, I'm sure a lot of people were going to watch it anyway, but some people said they were either not thinking about doing it until we were talking about it, or they enjoyed our commentary as they watched it. But I've done some research. Courtney was telling me, and then I looked it up, and it was in fact true. I didn't really think about it, but he didn't sing any of those songs that he was singing.
I thought his voice sounded too good. I was like, that doesn't sound like him, but I didn't know that.
And so he reached out to this. I think I don't know how he did it, but he somehow got in touch with this guy who's in a band. I guess he had a little bit of success. And all he told him was, I need some, he would just tell him a topic and the guy would write these songs. But the guy had no idea that he was filming videos and pretending like he was the musician. So the guy was pissed.
What the fuck?
So the guy's like, I thought I was just giving him music to like use on his YouTube channel or whatever. But then I see him posing as the fucking musician. And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't sign up for this. And so the guy's hoping that somebody hears it and gives him like a big record deal. But so far,
no. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. Dude, what about Cardi B was starting a GoFundMe for Joe Exotic? Because she's like, I think Joe Exotic got done wrong.
What I don't like about that is you have lots of money. Why don't you put a little? I mean, how much is it going to cost to try to get him out?
Why don't you? Do you see his?
I don't know.
Do you see his new lawsuit where he's suing the government for like $70 million and I think Carol and like a bunch of people? This guy never stops.
He's got to be loving this fame right now.
Oh, yeah.
Loving it.
And his husband.
From prison.
The guy with had no shirt on the whole time. He actually has teeth, but he claims that the director of the documentary didn't want him to put them in.
Oh, he wanted. He's like, take out your false teeth. I mean, I get it. I get his complaint on that. But at the same time, can't you just be like, hey, like, I want to keep my teeth.
Yeah, of course.
Because you get what he's trying to make you look like.
He goes, the director said he didn't. He goes, the director didn't give a shit how he made us look. And I was like, yeah, but dude, it was also your power. Where you're like, I'm not going to do this unless I put my teeth in. And then he would have been like, all right, put your teeth in. Like, I need you.
That guy, though, may not have been functioning at full mental power. So maybe he was taking advantage of.
Yeah, I'm going to say that the least of his worries is that he was portrayed in the documentary without his teeth.
Yeah, I mean, who? Imagine that guy is your dad. He had that kid. With that
also,
lady on there.
The bigger thing is he didn't have a shirt on the whole time, and the director said that was his choice because he thought that he really had a lot of pride in all his tats, and he really wanted to show them off.
It seemed like he thought he was real jacked, which I mean, he was in. He wasn't fat, but I wouldn't say he was real jacked by any means. But they kept describing.
I don't
him as, like,
think
real
that it was about being jacked. I think it was all about the tats.
I mean, it was great work. If you know tats, you know those were fine quality tattoos.
Yeah, for me, they were just tattoos. Like, I have no fucking idea what they were. I couldn't make out any of them.
Like, I fucking, it's the breakout hit of the pandemic.
Yeah, dude, it couldn't have come out at a better time than that, man. Like, all these people at home.
Because people would have watched it. People would have watched it in general, but now no, people have nothing but time. And, you know, a lot of people are online and. Since we're all like just staying, a lot of us are staying away from people. Like, people, you know, you're like, oh shit, I gotta see what this is all about.
So I think it's just become a frenzy. It must be the highest rated thing they have.
Trump may have to pardon him just to try to get higher
that
approval
would be great.
Rating.
if he
Joe Exotic free
from prison. That would be beautiful.
He would fuck up somehow again. You know,
dude,
he would.
I mean, He
there's no way a guy
look
like
at
that
his rap
keep,
sheet. He's stealing guys' is stealing guys singing.
Yeah, he's at the very least, he's definitely a con man. I mean, he's full of shit. He's a complete liar
for sure, 100%. Yeah, without a doubt,
100%. Did you see Big Earl's casting suggestions for a Joe Exotic movie? They were the
no, it's, but you see, everybody is now getting in on it. Like, word. Dax Shepard wants to play him. Then Edward Norton, and then everyone else.
Norton.
Why did nobody throw out Danny McBride? That's the Tiger King right there.
Yeah, somebody, one of our, someone who follows us on Twitter said they agree that it should be McBride. So here's Big Earl's casting. This is the horror.
What is it?
Fuck. It's. I don't think he announced this on any of his Instagram live appearances that he's doing more frequently. Let me see here. Let me find it. Hold on.
Yeah.
There it is. Ready? He's got David Spade or Michael Keaton as Joe Exotic.
Michael Keaton's like 65 years old.
I don't really see. I don't get that. Plus, what do you want? Just Joe Dirt 3 with Joe, like with a Joe Exotic plotline? Like, I like David Spade, but I don't get why.
Yeah, you need like
to do Joe Exotic.
You need a real actor in there.
I got to come on. I got to defend my picks. Then he's got Lisa Kudrow as Carol Baskin.
Did you know Kate McKinnon already signed on to play her in some sort of unreleased, like they're not talking about the movie, but I guess she signed on to play her, which would be that's good casting, like a young Carol.
I could see she's too old for it, but for some reason I always think of her. I could see Shelley Long doing a good Carol Baskin, but she's definitely not the age.
What about Molly Ringwald as Carol Baskin? That's like an Earl suggestion.
I don't know who this is. It's Scott Glenn for Howard Baskin. Not sure who that is.
But that's actually a decent one. Yeah. I mean, He's talking about current day, these guys. I think they want to start the story back when shit started going wrong.
He's got Alan Glover, the hitman guy. He's got Michael Rooker.
Good choice. I'll give him that.
Be cool.
It's a good choice.
I think this is his worst one. I shit on him for this one the most. He's got, as Jeff Lowe, he's got Fred Durst.
What?
And he's like, look, they're identical, man. I was like, what is he talking about,
dude? That is ridiculous. Fred Durst.
I said, you're doing this hypothetically. You could pick from any actor in the world and you landed on Fred Durst.
Man, that is cool. Yeah, that's no good. That is no good. I can't think of who it would be.
Has he ever seen Fred Durst in anything? I was thinking Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, maybe.
He was saying you can't get too big of a name. He's like, you get too big of a name. I'm thinking like a part.
Sam Rockwell.
That was
for that. Jeff Lowe. Something like that.
Could work. But then he says you can't get big names for small roles, and he has Ashton Kutcher as husband number one and Edward Norton as husband two. Those are both pretty big names.
Also, those guys are too old. Those guys are in their 40s.
So there you have it. There's big girl casting.
No, I don't agree with any of it at all.
We'll see if I was shocked he didn't get any 80s rockers.
Rat playing Carol's first husband.
Axl Rose voicing the Tigers.
We might just have to do a short podcast because I don't even know how this is turning out. Like on your end.
Oh, it's turning.
On my end, you're breaking up all the time. I don't know if this is fucking doing anything. So we might just have to do a short podcast. And then next week, we're going to have to risk our lives in order to bring the people what they want.
Do you think majority of people are at home, right?
You would think? Yeah. There's cars in my neighborhood that haven't moved in like weeks.
Yeah, over here it's a real ghost town when you drive around.
Beautiful. I've been taking some drives during the week,
but then you
nights and to go like to the woods and it's fucking beautiful. Oh, what a great place this would be to live if there was no traffic.
Then you got people going to raves, I guess, that a bunch of people got it at because five people were at it.
Who's going to raves?
These young people. So I think some people, you know, like teenagers, I think this is like an early summer vacation. I don't think they understand what the implications.
I saw a great story about a guy in New York. His kid went down to spring break in Florida and his dad told him not to. And when the kid came back, his dad wouldn't let him in the house. He goes, can't come in. He's like, your grandparents live here. I told you not to go. You can go back to college and stay at your apartment there. But when the lease is up in June, I don't know what you're going to do. That's what he told him.
I don't blame the guy. He wanted to kill his grandparent. The kid's like, whoa, who cares? And it's like, well, he told you not to fucking go.
I would do that. So, I would do that.
And if you don't have a place to live.
Fuck him.
And he's like, you're not paying the fucking rent, you know? It's like, fuck, go fuck yourself. You want to tell me to go fuck myself, which you did by going? So I hope you at least saw a wet tea contest because you're not coming back.
Yeah, dude,
again,
that guy better have at least, fuck some chicks or done something. Otherwise, that was not worth it whatsoever.
What's the guy going to do now?
He's going back from New York. He's driving to Massachusetts to stay at his off-campus apartment. But the lease is up in June, and the dad, when he showed up, the kid's car was packed with groceries, and the dad goes, you can't come any closer. Get in your car and go back to college.
What a great move. What a high-quality play.
Yeah, 100%.
Where did he spring break? Did it say at least?
Florida. Somewhere in Florida. I don't know.
Where was he?
I don't Tijuana? Remember if it said or not.
Florida's the biggest shit show maybe in this whole country at the moment.
Oh, dude. I mean, it's insanity. Their population also is like, you have all those kids down there partying at spring break. And then I would love to know what percentage of Florida's population is elderly. It's got to be like 30%.
It's got to be high, man. It's county by county because the governor won't make anyone do anything. So it's just like, it just depends. You can cross over to a place where there's no rules. Or you know, people are going to church there still, like big mega church.
It's a very odd.
It's just.
I had a relative that was going to.
I think that,
I had a relative that was going to drive down to Florida, like up to like a week ago, And I was like, dude, I don't think you know what's going on because it hadn't hit that part of the country yet.
My parents are there and my me and my brother and sister are telling them to get the fuck out of there. It's a goddamn shit show. They're leaving this week.
Yeah, got to get moving.
I don't know. They're like, they didn't know. I don't know. Yeah, get the fuck out of there. What are you doing? Florida's just crazy. Did you see some like professor or scientist or something? I don't know what he is. He said that the term social distancing is dangerous and that it should be physical distancing because this is a time where a lot of people are going to feel lonely as is. So you shouldn't think about the fact that you're not being social or something like that.
Dude, that's crazy. Dude,
it's like whether you call it.
It doesn't matter what the fuck you call it.
Anything. It doesn't matter. It's all the same. It's all the same end game. So it's like, what was the, I mean, say you're single. If you have no, you know, you're just living by yourself. It's going to be fucking lonely. But I mean, whether you call it titty fucking a goldfish or you call it whatever, it's just still the same thing. So I don't get the argument.
It's so bad. I've been reading all these articles about people who've been going on vacations to like, some people are in Bolivia. Some people are in like Nepal. And they've been gone for like on a year long vacation. And now they're stuck in these places. And they're like, the government won't do anything to get us out of here. Like, I can't even, the government, the consulate won't even, or the embassy won't even call me back. Or they only call me once a week. And like, this is bullshit. I can't believe the government's leaving me here. And it's like, dude, you chose to travel, you fuck. There's so much, anything can happen when you're traveling. Like, what do you expect? You want the government to send private jets to pick you up because what? You're better than the people that live in Bolivia or the people that live in Nepal? Like, get out of here.
And I mean, it would be, where do you stay? Like, do you have to pay for fucking lodging?
I know, but you're talking about Bolivia and Nepal. Do you know how much lodging is at a hostel? They're all staying in hostels. What is it? Like $3 a day?
While they're there, they should try to.
Well, some people were. Also, these people left for Nepal. They were on a 10-month trip. And they went from wherever they were to Nepal in February. Now, everyone knew about this shit. Like, you shouldn't be traveling around.
There are some people, like, who I see online who are like, oh, travel prices are great. Like, they're going places now. Like, even currently.
Hey.
Like, what do you,
I appreciate their adventurous spirit. I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't do it just for the sheer fact that I don't want to be stranded anywhere. That's my main concern. At any point, they're like, all right, we're done. And you're just fucking sitting wherever you are. That's my concern.
Well, then it's also like, you know, where are you most comfortable taking a shit? Your own place. Where are you most comfortable during a crazy time? Your own place. You don't want to be in a land you don't know. Well, foreign territory. You're like, where do I buy groceries? Where do I get this? Yeah. Where do I do that? You don't know shit.
No, I know. That's what
I don't know.
It's interesting.
Did you hear about this dipshit? Albert sent me this. This is Corona News Central. So some fucking dipshit. Where is this guy located? His name is Aldo Gonzalez. He's 23. He went into a Walmart wearing a suit that looked like a protective hazmat suit. And he started spraying shit on a bunch of people.
Oh, I saw.
And so the cops get the call saying that a man had walked into the Walmart. He started spraying an unknown substance in the food aisle and throughout the store. They gave the guy's car and license plates. Officers responded to the store. They talked to a bunch of customers and employees who had been sprayed. One witness said she saw Gonzalez spraying a cart. When she asked what he was doing, he sprayed the substance on her hand.
Jesus Christ.
The cops tracked him down. He was at his parents' house, of course. The officer said it looked like Gonzalez was filming them, and he was verbally confrontational with them and didn't want to answer any questions. Real tough guy. The dude, Gonzalez, told police he was only spraying water but refused to answer any other questions without a lawyer. The cops interviewed his parents. They said their son had asked them for a spray bottle earlier but weren't sure why. His father also said Gonzalez and another boy had gone to Walmart, but he didn't know how long they were gone or why they were going. As they took him into custody, officers said they saw the other boy standing on a balcony recording him on his phone. when they talked to the boy, he told them that Gonzalez wants to be famous through Instagram and YouTube by making funny videos.
Dude, what a crazy fucking way to go. I love that now the bar is so low for entertainment that like a guy's like, hey, watch this. I'm going to go do this. And then I mean, what do you expect to achieve out of it? Like, what, you have to keep doing that shit. That's the problem.
Yeah. And it's like, to be this dumb, to think that like people are gonna be like, oh, that's hilarious during this time. Like, it's insane how stupid
that chick licked that toilet in an airplane. Like, it just, you know, I'm sure she wiped it off, but either way.
Yeah.
Even if I wiped off a toilet seat in an airplane, are you kidding me? You think I put my fucking tongue on it?
You couldn't wipe it down enough.
I would not. I'd be like, There's no amount of fame that is worth doing that.
The problem is, you know, when people see like Jackass was done well, but it also, you know, but it also gives you the Logan Paul, you know, these unfunny fucking idiots who are just trying to rip it off by doing it.
But Jackass was hilarious, like hilarious written out pranks. They weren't just random pranks. They were like well thought out.
Yeah.
There was a lot of,
and at the time it was
a lot of moving pieces to that stuff. And those guys also, on top of it, all those guys were very funny guys.
Yeah, these idiots backtracked real fast. The friend was like, he wore a white painter suit instead of an actual hazmat suit because an actual hazmat suit would be too serious. Jesus
Christ. So people know the difference between a,
he's like, come on guys, people lighten know the up. Difference
between a painter suit and a fucking hazmat suit. Come on. I wouldn't know.
When you're spraying shit on random people during a goddamn pandemic, yeah. It's like, where's the joke? Like, what's the intent? Gonzalez put on the outfit, goggles, a dust mask, and latex gloves, and began spraying items while the other dickhead filmed it. The boy denied that Gonzalez sprayed anyone directly. Officers searched Gonzalez's car, found all the shit that had been mentioned. They took a sample from the spray bottle. They don't think it's a chemical, so it probably wasn't water. Wrong. It's fucking idiot. What if he gets coronavirus while
like,
he's in jail?
Like Tekashi 6ix9ine? They claim that he has shortness of breath and like all these things, so they want him to be released. I didn't know that fucker, they wouldn't be released now, but I didn't know that fucker was due out in July. That fucking rat bitch.
Yeah, he's been, why hasn't he been out though if he was due out in July?
No, he's out this July. But they want him released early. They say he's got some.
Yeah, I knew he was getting out pretty soon.
What a bitch though. So he ratted out all those motherfuckers and he gets what, a year, year and a half?
If I were him, I'd be like, can I stay? Because I don't want to go out there. It's a lot more dangerous out there for him than it is on the inside.
I hope that somebody, you know, makes him pay for snitching out on everybody, because what a bitch to do all that shit and then rat everybody out. No, man, that's I hope people haven't gone soft in that area. I'm not wishing he would be killed, but at least some fucking get his ass
good news is he has a look that'll blend well. Hard to imagine
that
to
fucking
pick
guy
out.
In witness protection. Like,
good luck hiding, my friend. You have 6ix9ine tattooed all over your fucking body, let alone your face.
I don't know.
Nowhere to run. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe he'll free Joe Exotic with Cardi
great.
B.
Should we just wrap?
I saw Cardi B was threatening. She was threatening Carol.
Dude, I get it. Like, you watched the documentary, and I get it. We've jumped to many assumptions watching these documentaries, but like, you can't just immediately go Carol's they're all bad. They all seemed bad. They're all seemed horrible people.
Yeah, she's really riding the Joe Exotic train.
Maybe she'll try to convert him from being gay to heterosexual by fucking him.
They become a power couple.
That'd be
great.
Awesome. Should we wrap this up? Because I don't even know what the quality is.
Yeah, we might as well.
And don't worry, folks. We'll be back next week. We're going to figure out a way to record it back in the old ways. Because I can't tell if, like, I'm hearing a lot of crackling and popping over here. I don't know if that's just my internet connection. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Someone's making popcorn.
Yeah, this isn't as seamless as I...
Yeah, we might have to get an extension.
Yeah.
A cord extender.
You know, probably. I think I can connect the cords, by the way. I can connect the cords, I believe. And so we'll just do it that way. Yeah.
All right. So stay tuned next week. We'll come to you live from a parking lot. Maybe we can tell people where we are and they can come park their cars there if they're in the LA area.
Bad idea. Isn't that anti-social distancing? I'm just worried about
It's physical distancing.
I'm worried about my mom. Like if for some reason I have to go over there for an emergency, I don't know. There's been a lot of dry coughs going on in this house. So I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. Hopefully just allergies or something, you know, maybe another cold, hopefully, or just a mild case of the Corona light.
Yeah. With a little lime. So sorry to everybody if this quality isn't great. Light. We tried our best. We're going to do everything in our power next week to get back in the swing.
Yeah, to that high standard you're all been accustomed to.
What are we, it's like such a weird.
It's one episode, guys.
It's such a weird thing too. To like it just disrupted so many things. It's crazy. Like little things that you would never. It just everything got so much harder. Which is good. I guess it's like, hey, now we know.
Yeah. Universe is kind of saying, hey, you guys want to complain? I'll give you something to give you something to complain about.
All right, everybody. Stay safe. We'll be back to our usual hilarious selves next week.
Yeah. And I'm going to be doing, I have four online comedy gigs lined up for this week. So
you're going to be doing Instagram stand up? Be cool.
Yeah, and I'm doing a TikTok video with Earl and his fiance.
Oh, I'm opening for Earl for that gig.
Are these comics like using microphones, or are they just sitting?
I got to be honest with you, I'm so far out of the loop, and I love it. I have not kept up with anything, and I've never felt better in my life.
Other than the dry.
Yeah, comic. Like part of me is just like, at some point, I'm just moving to like some ski town. And I'm just going to fucking live there, put a recording studio in my house that has like real deal and just do podcasts from there. All right.
Yeah, so. It's possible in this day and age. All right, everybody, let's get out of here. I'm going to hit this song and then that's it. Have a good, good week. Yeah. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Everybody.
We'll be back next week. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, that's a number one bestiality podcast. There ain't no number two. Well, that's a number one bestiality podcast. It's great for me and you. It's Danish and O'Neill.
Real quick before we get out of here, a little after show talk. Did you see the Joanna Violence versus
the fight?
I don't know how to say.
No, I haven't seen
name.
It yet. I heard it was like the fight of the year.
I saw it. I think it's a little overblown. Really? It was good. It wasn't like crazy. I mean, it was good. It was good. It was close. It was back and forth. A lot of action, but it wasn't. I don't know. I've seen better. I think some people are kind of being prisoners of the moment.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it. I mean, we got to talk John Jones next week. But, I didn't. Also, the Stylebender versus Yoel Romero, it wasn't a great fight, but it wasn't the snooze fest they made it out to be either. I mean, there wasn't a lot going on, but it wasn't like the worst fucking fight ever.
I think a lot of people are seeing shit black and white. It's either the craziest thing ever or it's like, it sucks. It's like, you know, there's a lot in between.
Yeah.
It's not all.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a great fight, but like it was by far the worst I've seen in the UFC. Jesus. All right.
All right, everybody. I think we're going to get out of here and take her easy. All right.
Okay.
Hit and stop.